Okay, so let's dive in. What does it really feel like to wear latex clothing, like, every single day?
It's definitely not the usual cotton or denim, is it?
Not at all. And yet, latex fashion seems to be popping up more and more. Latex 247, they track this stuff. They're talking about unprecedented growth.
Yeah, loads of new designers, celebrities wearing it. It makes you wonder, is this just a trend or is there something more to it?
Exactly. And that's why we're looking at this piece from Latex 247 today. It's called I Wear Latex Every Day, and I Feel Like a Superhero.
Ah, okay, so a personal take.
Yeah, really personal. It's from someone, Latex Lottie, who actually incorporates latex into her daily outfits, not just for special occasions.
Right, so getting beyond the sort of red carpet shock value.
That's the plan. We want to get into the nitty-gritty for you listening, the practical stuff, how people react, and, well, what Lottie actually feels.
Okay, so the big one first. What does she say it feels like?
Well, she uses some pretty strong words. Incredible.
Incredible, wow.
Yeah. And empowered and sexy. And sometimes, she says, it gives her a superhero feeling.
A superhero feeling. That's fascinating. It suggests it's more than just fabric, isn't it? It's a whole sensory, maybe psychological thing.
It seems like it. That physical sensation against the skin must be a huge part of it.
Definitely. It makes you think, doesn't it? How much our clothes can affect our mood, our confidence.
Totally. And it's not just her internal feelings. She talks about getting positive comments.
Oh, really? Out in public.
Yeah, whether she's just wearing like a latex bodysuit with jeans or something more full-on like a gown, people are apparently quite complimentary.
That kind of goes against what you might assume, right? You might expect stares, maybe negative reactions.
You might. So why the positive feedback? Is it just the novelty? Or maybe, like you said, her confidence wearing it?
Could be. Maybe that self-assuredness really comes across regardless of what she's actually wearing. It's an interesting thought.
Okay, let's switch gears. Practicalities. The first thing this brings to my mind, and probably yours, is, isn't it really hard to put on?
Ah, yes. The million-dollar question with latex, it's not exactly known for being easy wear straight off the bat.
Right. Lottie admits, yeah, there's a learning curve. You don't just chuck it on.
No, definitely not. It requires a bit of technique. It doesn't stretch like, say, Lycra.
She mentions a rolling technique. What's that about?
It's basically what it sounds like. Instead of pulling, you carefully roll the garment onto your body bit by bit.
Ah, okay.
It helps avoid snagging or tearing, and it distributes the latex evenly for that smooth second skin look. Takes practice, though.
I bet. But it sounds like you're not totally on your own trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
She says reputable brands usually give you guides, right? Care instructions, how to wear it.
Absolutely. Good sellers want you to have a good experience and look after the garment. Plus, there are specific products.
Yeah, she mentions dressing aids. Things like Bigirl Ifes, Vivashine, what are those?
They're essentially specialized lubricants or silicones. You apply a little to your skin or the inside of the latex,
Okay.
and it just drastically reduces the friction,
Okay.
makes sliding it on much, much easier, and helps prevent damage too.
Right, the right tools for the job makes sense. And she also talks about the latex community being really supportive and staff in specialist shops knowing their stuff.
That community aspect is huge, I think, especially for something a bit outside the mainstream.
Yeah.
Sharing tips, encouragement, it probably makes a big difference if you're just starting out.
Yeah, takes away some of the intimidation factor, maybe.
Definitely.
Okay, so you've wrestled it on. Now, comfort. Is it actually comfortable for like a whole day? The stereotype is tight, restrictive,
Oh,
maybe sweaty.
that's the image, isn't it? Often linked to, well, more fetish-focused styles, which are often very tight.
Right.
But Lottie argues it doesn't have to be like that. Comfort depends hugely on the cut, the fit, the style, just like any other clothing, really.
She makes a point of saying there are looser-fitting options, things like skirts, sleeveless bodysuits, tube tops, even summer dresses made of latex.
Exactly, which challenges that whole always tight idea. She says those styles can be surprisingly comfortable, even in warmer weather.
Summer dresses in latex. That's
Yeah.
unexpected.
It shows a versatility we might overlook, you know, thinking outside the usual catsuit box.
She gives some cool examples of just like everyday wear. Latex leggings paired with a big comfy jumper for weekend shopping.
See? Mixing it with everyday items makes it feel less like a costume, more like a texture choice.
Or a skater skirt with a normal vest top. Sounds
That's
pretty wearable.
very much so. It's about integration, isn't it?
Then she mentions a latex crop top from a brand called Bright and Shiny Latex worn with jeans. She says that's easy to wear for hours.
Yeah, and again, the pairing is key there. The crop top is latex, but the jeans are presumably looser, allowing for more movement and a breathability overall.
It makes the latex part more manageable. The example I found really intriguing was a translucent sleeveless bodysuit from Libidex, apparently, worn with baggy jeans for a city trip.
Oh, yeah.
She said it worked for day and night, just adding a jacket when needed. That sounds actually quite practical.
It does. It shows how one piece can be styled up or down, work across different settings. Adaptable.
Like any good wardrobe staple, really.
Yeah.
Which is another thing she mentions, having latex wardrobe staples.
Ah, okay. So not a whole closet full, but key pieces.
Yeah. It suggests that if you find the right items that fit you well and suit your style, making latex part of your daily thing becomes, well, easier, less daunting.
That makes sense. Finding those core pieces you can rely on.
Let's circle back to that feeling she described, the superhero feeling.
Right, the empowerment.
She links it to how the latex, you know, enhances her natural curves and also the positive reactions she gets.
Well, the link between how clothes fit, how they make us feel physically, and our confidence, that's pretty well established, I think.
For sure.
For her, latex seems to tap into that really strongly, giving her that boost.
But importantly, she says this feeling isn't just for extroverts.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. She suggests it's more internal, like a personal connection to the material and how it makes her feel, not just about getting attention.
That's a crucial distinction. If it was only about external validation, it might not be as deep or consistent, perhaps.
Yeah.
The idea that it resonates even if you're more introverted suggests it's tapping into something about self-expression, maybe agency.
Yeah. Personal power, almost. Mm-hmm. So, summing up then, wearing latex every day. Maybe not as wild as it sounds initially.
It seems, based on Lottie's experience anyway, that with the right approach, learning the techniques, finding the right styles, using the aids, it can actually be quite comfortable, surprisingly versatile, and yeah, genuinely empowering.
It definitely offers a different perspective moving past the stereotypes.
It does. A really personal glimpse into making quite an unconventional choice work day to day.
So, maybe something for you listening to think about. How do your clothes make you feel? Not just how you look to others, but your internal state.
Yeah, what choices could you make? Maybe unexpected ones that might unlock a bit more confidence or even just make the everyday feel a little extraordinary.
It might not be latex, obviously, but what could it be for you? It's interesting to consider that relationship between what's in your wardrobe and your own sense of self.